Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi, I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters. And we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
As Boone hits it to deep left, that might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in Game 7.
Clemens has set a major league record for strikeouts in a game.
Derek Jeter with one of the most unbelievable plays you will ever see by a shortstop.
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Welcome to Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Brian Shack, along with my partner, John Senecal, here for the Thanksgiving week edition. Talk a little what we're thankful for, John, and maybe get into a little bit of baseball as we're obviously not together. We're a little COVID conscious these days. Do you think we're going back to the lockdown?
I was surprised that the schools didn't jump on it and do the old Thanksgiving through the end of the year kind of thing. But my kids were kind of hoping it was going to happen. Then I was like, they're not going to spring it. It was on a Wednesday, man. That'd be pretty brutal. But I think eventually we might. But we've done a pretty good job here in Connecticut trying to keep things level. You know,
I think people understand.
It is what it is.
I think people understand that the kids really should be in school and they're not super spreaders. So I think schools will be open longer than restaurants or something like that. But, you know,
that's already proven to be the fact, you know, the way they're closing things early and all that.
You know, I'm worried about baseball. You know, I am not, we have the vaccine coming, but we are obviously pretty bad right now. I was hoping.
Do you think they'll name the vaccine? Do you think they'll name it? Give it a name?
Like the Trump?
Like if Trump was still president, they'd call it the Trump scene or something like
that. That's what Geraldo Rivera wanted. As a legacy for President Trump. I'm not getting into politics today. That is for sure.
Geraldo Rivera is still on television?
What's that? Yeah, he goes on Fox News all the time. You know, I think one thing as a journalist, I sample all media, so I watch it all. And he goes on Fox News a fair amount. You see him on Hannity and some other stuff. But wow. I'm worried about opening day. I was assuming that we would be able to get this vaccine spread out enough that by April, you know, even if, you know, Fenway's capacity is like 35, that maybe they'd let 20 in or what have you.
You're worried about you want some fans. You want to go watch some games. Yeah, they'll definitely play unless there's a big turn of events because they've proven they can do it during a pandemic. So,
but do you think there'll be fans?
I think so. As long as they have the vaccine rolled out like they say they're going to do, which, you know, that won't happen. You know, they'll still push it back or something. Or they won't get it to the population that's going to be going to watching sporting events. You know what I'm saying? So, which is fine. Which is totally fine. Do it the right way. Let's just say that. But it could be an impact of baseball season, fan wise. But at least if there's baseball, everybody's still winning except for the owners.
In terms of what we're thankful for, there's one thing I want to start with is that I'm thankful that the Red Sox haven't raised their ticket prices yet. They had one of the worst seasons in history.
They haven't raised them yet?
No, but if they do, you know, I consider...
The vaccine to come out.
I really like Sam Kennedy, and I think they do a good job over there. But based on the season they had, you know, because if they can only let 20,000 in, you know, conventional wisdom is they'll probably charge a premium for that. But I think it's a huge mistake if they raise prices based on not just the conditions of our economy, but also the way they played
the
last
on the
year.
Field is.
Yeah. And so I'm thankful that they haven't done it, but I say in parentheses, yet. That's my first thing that I'm thankful for is that the Red Sox haven't raised their ticket prices. It's still $100 a ticket per game for me, but.
Which is crazy, that seems, you know, Yankees are the same way. I mean, you could sit in the upper deck and bleed your nose, but if you want good seats, you're going to pay.
Yep. And I do it. I've done it for 15 years. I don't do it with, you know, I don't, I don't really blink an eye, bat an eyelash, whatever you want to say. But I just think that the PR of it, they need to
keep it level. Right. Keep
yeah,
it level.
Or even discount it. But I know they won't do that. What about you?
No. Well, I mean, at this stage of the game, I'm thankful there was baseball this year. We got to watch baseball. I don't have much to say about the Yankees as far as being thankful. It'd be nice to have DJ LeMahieu hanging out with the turkey dinner, but that seems to be going all sorts of different directions now. I even heard the Red Sox mentioned in it, but that doesn't seem like anything. Dodgers are creeping.
But I thought you were like 80% confident he stayed. Is that changed?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's going to play out a little bit longer. Obviously, I mean, even into closer to Christmas. If you got four or five teams that are interested in you, why not bid it out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there's big money teams there. The Blue Jays are always willing to spend. The Nationals are being mentioned. The Dodgers are coming in now. If they what happens with Turner, and we still don't know what's going on with the DH in the National League, if they're going to do that. Which I think would be great, but
at least I still like the differences. I'm old school. Like, why are you so into the DH and the NL?
I just boosts up the production. Just give some production. Half these pitchers can't hit anyways. So I mean, what are you gonna have a guy go up there and try to bunt and pop it up to the catcher?
It's just different though. I like different.
It is different then. But what happens is when you get into the playoffs and the interleague. Obviously, interleague play, but if you get into the World Series, then you always have like the David Ortiz factor. You got to trudge him out, throw him at first base, and watch him flop around the base,
right.
Which he really never did. The guy kind of held his own in the playoffs. He did a pretty damn good job.
That's the only place you can hide him. And, you know, I mean, he didn't get too much action over there, and he could make a catch on a 6-3 ground ball. The other thing I was thinking about when I was thinking about you this past couple of weeks, I actually think that the Yankees have to keep LeMahieu, and I think they have to do a lot because Stephen Cohen and the Mets have already stolen a ton of headlines. And if I were the Yankees, I'd be concerned.
Yeah. And we talked about this last podcast about he was going to be sneaking in there. And if anything, he drives up the price too. You know what
That's
I mean?
My point. They're going to have to pay more.
Right. And the Dodgers you always got to be worried about the Dodgers. I mean, not just for the pure fact that they're the champions in the COVID season, but they're always willing to spend. And somehow they always say they have plenty of money to spend. They're always got all this money. They always got all this money to spend and they'll be under the threshold. But I hope we get DJ. Obviously, I'd be stupid if I didn't say that. He's a big piece of the puzzle. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I wonder if the Mets will try to mess with the Yankees a little bit.
They mentioned the Mets, but I don't know if they're so – I don't think the Mets are as much of a player, even with the Steve Cohen factor. But I always worry about the stupid Blue Jays and the Dodgers. But I don't know if he wants to go play up in the Rogers Center and the COVID Center and Buffalo.
They'd have to overpay, and then you have the taxation issue, which is real. And
it seems like every time someone takes that, remember, like, what was it, like Rocky Ismail or whoever went to the Canadian Football League and everyone made that big stink back in the day. And it just seems like everyone just goes there and they just never, nothing ever happens good for them. You know, it's like you go up to Toronto, they won a World Series. And
the early 90s when you were what? You were like in your late teens.
Yeah, well, they won a World Series and they had with the imports with some Joe Carters and I think they had Paul Molitor too, didn't they?
Yeah, but that was fun. I mean, I think it's the Blue Jays. I mean, they have some talent. It'd be nice to get some cycling in the AL East. You know, I think it's just tough. It's a tough division. It's just a tough division for the Orioles and the Blue Jays to deal with because
now the Orioles will work their way back. They got some good draft picks, and now that they. You know, I mean, Buck was great for him, but it seems like they've shaken up the upper management when Buck left. And so it kind of, you know, I think they're going in a new direction. They'll be fine. It'll take them a little
while. There's a chance they do get sold. I've been hearing some scuttlebutt that maybe they do get change ownership. But I think that the Blue Jays and the Orioles have to play it like the Oakland A's. They have to go in a cyclical way. They have to be bad for 3 years for a 2 to 3 year window and then go back down again and do this little cycle where the Red Sox and the Yankees can't and Dodgers can't do that.
But they don't have that luxury.
No, but I mean the Orioles have just so far to go, but they had years where they were really good. They probably should have gotten more out of it. And I think that
The other thing that scares me about the Dodgers is they're coming off a World Series, even in an abbreviated season. I mean, now they're hungry and they got something to prove. Like if Turner leaves, then they're going to want somebody. But Only time will tell. I think it'll be towards Christmas. All those players like to have that nice little Christmas chang under the tree, usually, you know?
Yeah, it feels like stuff would have gotten done by now, but I mean, I don't know what the cycle is. I mean, what else is on your mind about this time of year?
You know, the kids start getting excited because, you know, the holidays are rolling around. Today's just a little bit different because usually we're up in New York. We're up at our family's house in New York, but we can't go up there this year because of the COVID. So we're taking it. We're erring on the side of caution. And I've been up all day painting and wife's downstairs cooking. And it's funny because, you know, she's a great cook, but she's never had a cooked Thanksgiving dinner. We've always went somewhere. And she wouldn't be like the full, you know, hands on deck.
Is she doing like turkey stuffing, blah, blah, blah?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's all in. She's doing the whole nine and she's a great cook. She's going to be fine, but it's funny because usually like she's on the phone, like FaceTiming her sister left and right. And they get talking and laughing.
Yeah. We're not even doing anything. We're doing, cause the weather, we were supposed to do an outdoor thing with my wife's two sisters. And so cause of
it's
the weather
warm today though.
Yeah. But we pushed it to Friday anyway. And you know, it's tough because for me, Thanksgiving, like I'm a big fan of non-religious holidays, like distinctly American holidays. So Thanksgiving is by far my favorite, with July 4th being second. And so my brother-in-law, who is kind of a hillbilly from Northern California, he fries like a turkey for every family. So we fry like four or five turkeys every
fried turkey is awesome.
But we just stay outside with the fryer and drink beers and hang out and fry five huge turkeys. And that's basically our day. And it's not like we have some like gender thing where the women do this and the guys do this, but it's just kind of fun. And we play football with the kids outside while we're doing it. And,
it's a routine. It's weird. Cause even like my kids were saying, like, it's so weird. There's nothing to do. Like they don't know. Literally my kids don't know any different. They know, like you've got to go up to New York. You're going to New York. You're spending the night and then you get up Black Friday and I go out and get some stuff. They play all day. And then we come back, get our tree the next day. So it's different. COVID, baby. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a bit of a – you get the tree early? Because I know a lot of people were getting the tree early just to offset.
So we're going to go tomorrow. Usually we go Saturday, but we're going to actually go tomorrow and get it, which is, I mean, I guess early. But, yeah, I heard some people were going last weekend, but we were thinking about it actually, but we didn't go last weekend. We need a really big tree.
You have a big space for it. You go like 15 feet or –
the biggest one we've ever had is 14 feet, but also I'm throwing it on my truck and that thing looked like Griswold when I brought that thing in. So, but if I can get a 14 footer, I'll take it, you know, but usually 12 feet around there.
You go in the woods and cut it or do you go off the lot?
Chopped and dug it out of the ground myself. No, no, we definitely go out and cut it down. Yes. We are tree snobs. We are very big tree snobs. As a matter of fact, the tree we had last year, we laughed at it because it was so busted. The lot wasn't good. Everything fell together and we finally like, oh, let's just cut this one down. And today we were laughing like that kicked off the COVID season. That tree was a COVID tree. And you know, it's been a juju ever since, man.
Do the boys still get into it or?
Yeah. They definitely get into it. Cause yeah, I mean, they know what's coming, you know, they got the stuff. I mean, the older one, you know, he's a freshman in high school. So, you know, the thing is, one thing that sucks about as your kids get older in Christmas, the tickets get bigger. You can't punch those little Matchbox tickets anymore. You know what I mean?
Is it the new PlayStation or like, what do you got?
Well, they got a PlayStation 4 last year, so they were definitely not getting them. We're not big video game people. So it's a lot of like, sports games and car racing games, that kind of stuff. No shooting games or any of that crap. The young one, the sixth grader, wants a phone. No, not going to happen. He wants a drone. The older one wants weight sets. He wants a weight bench. He wants the 300-pound Olympic set. He loves working out, the older one. He's really into it. So we'll see. We'll see what Santa brings.
Nice. Well, listen, we hope everybody's enjoyed it. We're pretty thankful. I mean, again, people who don't know it, John came to me at the beginning of the pandemic and said, we got to do something. We have to do something. And he said, how about, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, you're a Red Sox fan, let's talk about this stuff. And the people who listen, you know, we have like a sort of small but loyal crowd. I know I have a buddy in Colorado who listens to every single one. They like the inside baseball stuff, especially when it goes beyond the Red Sox and Yankees. So I'm pretty thankful that we've just been able to do something, you know, and
yeah,
you know, not the highest tech, but it's been pretty fun.
Yeah. Hopefully when everything starts to smooth out and life starts getting back to real normal, you know, not the new normal, the old normal, I guess we could call it. You know, maybe we can jazz it up a little bit, get to the stadiums and all that, but definitely thankful for this new direction. I'm having fun doing it. And like you said, I get a lot of good feedback from what we're doing. And I'm thankful you're along for the ride, Brian.
Yeah. I've enjoyed reconnecting with you. We worked together for a couple of years and hadn't seen much of each other. And then I moved back to Connecticut. So it's been good. Now the next episode, we're going to do our baseball holiday gift edition of fan base.
What we want under the tree.
Right. And also, yeah. And also great baseball. I mean, we all have baseball players in our household. So my kid wants a good wooden bat so badly.
Oh my God. The Victus, he keeps saying, I want to get a Victus bat. They're like $140 or whatever, which is fine. I'm all for it. But it's like, I don't know what it is about kids always wanting to buy stuff before the holidays. Like my kids are like, they never want to buy anything. And all of a sudden, like right before the holidays, like, oh, I want to go buy this. I want to go buy this. I'm like, oh my God, just see what happens. Let it play out. It's the holidays.
Let's sit and take care of business. All right, for John Sedeko, I'm Brian Shackman. This is Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.